Chakra Healing Audio Podcast 1. The Power Hungry or the Power Starved? What is normally considered to be power is not real power at all. Chasing money, fame, sex, glamour, politics, or military power, they are all manifestations of the ego. They are often glorified forms of showing off. They dwell in the currency of the ego, and they often appeal only to the other power egos. So they are subject to people's whims and fancies. A person can be very rich and successful, but still they can be very weak. Because money doesn't give you the real strength. It just keeps you comfortable while you experience your own weakness or dysfunctions. This world of ego is actually very fragile, and it's insecure also. It never feels really safe, and it has no worth at all. I mean, it really doesn't have any lasting worth. This world of ego, it has to die one day. And more often than not, it destructs itself. It's kind of a self-destructing world. So with the explosion of the media and the internet, where we just believe what has been shown to us, what has been printed on paper, or what has been told to us through social media, we believe in that. And all of this is aimed at increasing this world of ego, boosting the ego. I mean, many people are victimized by their own egos, not necessarily by other people's egos. They feel power starved, so they crave to be special. Of course, everyone is unique and special in their own spiritual way, but this media frenzy, what it does is it heightens people's need to seek for more information, more attention, more power. So they go through this ridiculous pursuit of, you know, trying to be important, trying to be someone special in the eyes of others, seeking praise, seeking status. I mean, this destroys and saps their energy, because all your energy is directed towards other people's approval, other people's admiration, other people's appreciation. So whatever energy you are given by birth, or every day you get energy from the universe, that you are spending on gaining other people's approval. So you don't have any energy, in fact, to be creative, to be more energetic, to create something. Obviously you need energy. So if you have to have energy, then you should stop sending that energy to others, because you are seeking approval of others. And the fundamental reason is because the ego as such is very insecure, and it fears need to be fulfilled every day. So it dominates our psychology, you know, by creating endless demands in our mindset. And it wants things. It wants things. It wants gratification, satisfaction this moment, right now. I mean, then only it will feel better. Then that is because we are programmed as children, you know, to make this ego very important and to try and keep happy. So we've been trained by our parents, society, school, and everyone. Everyone keeps, you know, telling us to train our ego to become happy. And we also feel great when someone tells you have to achieve that goal, you have to be behind that particular New Year goal, especially now that New Year is coming. So we just run behind that particular thing without actually not necessarily knowing whether do we really need it. If you actually analyze most of your goals, those goals are in place because you need the approval of others, because you need the appreciation of others, because you need the attention that you seek. Rather than you will feel complete or you will feel satisfied, because once you feel complete and satisfied, you will not have any other goal, because you are already happy. So if you are already happy, how can you have another goal? You just live in a state of gratitude, isn't it? So we don't realize that controlling the ego through discipline is a lot simpler than actually trying to fulfill its needs. So by gratifying this ego, you might get a sense of belonging, sense of connection to this world, but there is no end to its cravings and demands. But then, once you fulfill one goal, you have the next goal, then you have the next goal, then you have the next goal, and there is a never-ending, you know, it's a never-ending chase. And people say you have to dream big. So if you dream big, then there is another dream, then there is another dream, then there is another dream. You dream not because you want the approval of others. You dream because you have that energy, so much of energy within you, that you want to dream, you want to create, you want to offer energy to people. Not because you want to get approval, not because you want to get attention from others. So that's the difference between dreaming. That is what I mean by you should not dream for the sake of others, dream for the sake of yourself, not for your ego self, but your spiritual self. to be in a state of gratitude, to be in a state of satisfaction or bliss, if you may call it. So this trying to be someone comes from a deep insecurity, which arises from the ego's need for the admirers, for the audience and the observers. So constantly it needs acknowledgement and stimulation to feel solid. But leaning psychologically and emotionally out into the world, demanding to be noticed, trying to be cool, seeking approval and acceptance, trying to impress or maybe seeking praise and respect creates imbalance and weakness. You may want to listen to this couple of times because that's very important. This kind of psychological profile creates imbalance and weakness. It is in fact an affirmation that you repeat every day that, you know, I'm not okay, I need others to approve for me in order to feel secure. So by leaning psychologically, you weaken yourself. Imagine constantly leaning forward at a severe angle, reaching out. You are personally out of balance and heading for a fall. So trying to win people over and hoping the world will accept you for your wonderfulness is futile and weak. So please stop that. Because I have seen enough people now in and around me trying to do that. So it's high time that we stop doing that. Just be yourself. It doesn't matter whether someone appreciates your work or not. As long as you feel happy, that's great. So why? Because it destroys your real power. The real power comes from being yourself. So the stress of it can make you ill. With the stress that I'm talking about, you're constantly under pressure that you have to, okay, people have to appreciate me, people have to like me, people have to acknowledge my work. No. The other reason is because when you run after this so-called success that you think it is, if you notice from the past that a day of success can become a day of rejection, you know. So our fundamental principle is creating our own reality. And if we are creating other people's reality, meaning when other people expect something of you and you do that, so whose reality is that? It is their reality and not yours. I'm not saying you should not appreciate people. You can appreciate people. Tell people how marvelous they are and different other ways of praising them when it is true. Not for the sake of getting their admiration or not for the sake of getting their appreciation. When you do it in real, then what happens? That is an upliftment of your own spiritual energy. And when you really appreciate something, the two things that will happen. One, you feel good about yourself. And two, since whatever you are throwing out comes back to you, as per the law, so since you are appreciating, so the appreciating energy comes back and falls back into your own system, which enhances your own energy, which gives you more energy, which will help you to create more in your life. Not again because of somebody wants it, but just because you like it. You know, just like a rainbow. You see a rainbow, it just appears because it happens. It doesn't think that, okay, fine, whether people are looking at it or not. You still go to a forest, it's still there, a rainbow. You go on a full moon day to a forest, the full moon is still there. It is not saying, okay, fine, nobody is noticing in this forest, you know, beautiful waterfall and then a full moon, which is actually brilliant. But then still it does it because if somebody is appreciating or not, because it's there, because it's the nature. So if your nature is to dream, then dream, not because somebody wants it. If your nature is to create, then create, not because somebody wants it, just because that is your nature. You know, that's the second, is like water flows down. That's its nature. It flows down. In the same way, our job is to create. So we are creators. Whether we create good or bad, it's up to us. So the most important thing that I feel is if you want to be accepted, then the first and foremost important thing is you have to accept yourself. If you want to be acknowledged, then you have to acknowledge yourself. That is as simple as that. So in my next audio, I will give you some tips and techniques on how we can use this creative energy of ours. Thank you for listening.